Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Berry, Christian Confidence Coach, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today, whether you're a new listener or a regular listener. Welcome! This is a space where faith, confidence, marketing, and sales converge, providing you with the essential tools for your entrepreneurial calling. If God has called you to be an entrepreneur, you're seeking the confidence to navigate your business journey, you are in the right place. All right, so let's dive into today's crucial topic for this episode, which is the transformative power of boundaries in building a thriving business. Boundaries are more than just structure, you guys. They are the key to a successful business. And in this episode today, I'm going to be debunking the myth that boundaries hinder your growth and explore how you can lay that foundation to create that long-lasting success without burnout, where your clients trust you more, they know what to expect, and burnout often results from a lack of structure. That's all it is, just a lack of structure. But here's the secret. Boundaries are your armor, protecting you to better serve your audience, serve your clients, even just serve all those around you. And I want you to remember that you're in control whether to step over those boundaries or to honor them. So stay tuned and join me in this episode where we talk about boundaries for a lasting and successful entrepreneurial journey. All right, let's pray, you guys. Heavenly Father, as we gather in this moment together, may we express gratitude for the opportunity to explore the transformative power of boundaries in building a thriving business. May we acknowledge that entrepreneurship is a calling from you, Lord, and we seek your wisdom to navigate this journey with confidence. Lord, empower us to understand that boundaries are not constraints, but rather the framework through which success is built upon. Lord, open our hearts and minds to the beauty of structure and how it lays the foundation for triumph. May the insights shared within this episode resonate with each listener, inspiring them to embrace boundaries as they are essential tools for their entrepreneurial calling. Lord, we recognize that clients trust us more when they know what to expect, and burnout often is a result from a lack of structure. Lord, grant us the discernment to set boundaries that preserve our well-being and sustain our ability to serve others. May the discussion within this episode unfold with wisdom and practical guidance, encouraging entrepreneurs to set those healthy boundaries and to honor them. May this discussion be a source of encouragement for those navigating the challenges within their entrepreneurship journey as we unravel the importance of embracing boundaries for a lasting and successful journey. May your spirit of wisdom and revelation be present. In the name of Jesus, our guiding light, we pray. Amen. Hey, 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 you guys. All right, so boundaries. Boundaries. Whoa. It's gonna be a good topic today. All right, so like I mentioned in the intro, boundaries are simply just a structure. They're simply just a structure. And every successful business has those boundaries set. Boundaries are part of the foundation for success with building your business. Every successful business out there, the owners of that business have boundaries. When you have those boundaries within your business, even if it's just simply, you know, you work from home now, you're starting a business, you have to set those boundaries with your family of, hey, you know what, these are my working hours, this is when I'm available, this is when I'm unavailable, when I'm doing this, you know, please do not disturb me. Like, even something as simple as that, those are boundaries. Your business cannot be successful without setting those, because otherwise you're going to burn out. Boundaries are there to protect you. Boundaries are there to help you better serve your clients. And I know a lot of people think of boundaries as, you know, you're being strict, you're being too firm, you're being, you know, not beneficial to others if you're, you know, too strict with your boundaries. But the firmer your boundaries are, the more that they work for you rather than against you, you're going to see that grow so much faster. And I will be honest, when I started my business back in 2017, I had zero boundaries. Like, I had no boundaries. I didn't even know how to set boundaries in my business. And that year, I burnt out so bad, so bad. I had no set work hours. I had no boundaries within when I would respond to people, when I'd respond to clients, when I'd be serving my clients. Like, I was working around the clock 24/7. And I'm not kidding when I say 24/7. I wake up in the middle of the night to go pee. I grab my phone. I bring it to the bathroom. I have a pee. I look at my phone and go, oh, this client messaged me. I would respond to that client at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, you guys. That is not a healthy way to build a business. So no wonder I burnt out so fast. No wonder I wanted to quit. No wonder in 2019, God's like, hey, we're going to take a sabbatical. We're going to take a break, and you're going to really learn how to build a business that is going to work for you, that's going to, give praise to the kingdom. Because when I started my business in 2017, I was not giving any glory to the kingdom. Like, it was all me, 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 me. There was no prayer in my business. Like, I was as unstructured with so, the least amount of boundaries you could possibly set. I to say the least, I was a hot, hot mess. I was a hot mess, you guys. So, but I will say, when you do set those boundaries, yes, they are there to protect you, to better serve yourself, to serve your clients, to serve those around you. But you also, because you're the person that set them, you get to choose whether you're going to step over them or not. So if there comes to a certain situation where, say for example, just going back to the setting your hours, at 5 o'clock comes along, you've set your hours to I work 8 to 5, and 5 o'clock comes along, and maybe you want to work a little bit of overtime. Work a little bit of overtime. Give yourself that permission. You can do it if you choose to. But that is a choice that you get to choose to make. The choice is not made for you. You get to choose. If there is a, say for example, a client has a payment plan and they can no longer make payments on their payment plan, you can choose to overstep that boundary within yourself, and you can maybe choose to extend their payment plan. There's certain boundaries within your business that it's okay to overstep them, but it needs to work for you. You still need that heavy, grounded foundation where having that perspective of, okay, this is still going to help me. This is still going to serve me. This is still going to help my clients as well, while not burning yourself out. Your clients will trust you more knowing what to expect with you. If they are messaging you at, say 11 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning, they know that you do not work until the morning. They're not going to get a message back from you right away. They know that. They know what to expect. They know that if they send a message to you after 5 p.m. on Friday, they're not going to get a message back from you or a response from you until Monday morning, because you set those boundaries from the beginning with them when you signed that contract with them and gave them that welcome package, or however you structure your business. They know from the start that, hey, this person does not work on the weekends. Therefore, I know I'm not going to get a reply until Monday. So I'm not going to anxiously wait and hit refresh on my browser waiting for a response from them, because they know they're not going to get it. You've already set that firm structure in the beginning with them of, this is how my business runs. This is, like, you don't go to, most of us Google businesses nowadays and go, hey, what hours are they open? What hours do they close? Are they still open? Like, grocery stores, for example, some grocery stores close at freaking like 8 o'clock, and it's like, hey, it's 9 o'clock here and I want to get my groceries, but you guys are closed, right? Like, everybody Googles hours. Your business needs to have that structure. Otherwise, you're gonna burn yourself out from working all the time. And I want you to have that confidence in yourself to be able to be strong and firm and set those boundaries. Set those boundaries from the start with your clients. When you enroll a new client in your program, when you sign up a new client to do one-on-one, know within yourself what those boundaries are that need to be set in order to have a thriving client coach relationship, or whatever it is that you do in your business. I know I don't have only coaches that listen to this, but I mean, just for a client coach perspective, know what they are. Know how you want your business to thrive. If you look at your business 10 years from now, even just 5 years from now, even a year from now, what do those boundaries look like to you? How are you running your business? How do you run those calls? How do you run your programs? How do you respond to emails? How do you, you know, run your business with your family at home? How do you run your business? How do you want it to flow? How do you want it structured? Take that step back and get that perspective on how you see yourself flourishing in your business down the road. Because if you set it up now and you set that foundation, it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger the more that you reaffirm it and let it settle down. So with that being said, like I had my business in 2017. Boundaries sucked. The clients I worked with, I had no systems in place for if they didn't pay me. I didn't have any systems in place for if I no longer wanted to work with this client, if it just was not working between us, there was not a good relationship between us. I had nothing set up for that. I didn't have anything set up. Like I just ran. And I mean, I'm all for starting before you're ready. I'm all for, you know, you'll figure it out along the way. But I was so anxious to get started that I just didn't take that time to set those boundaries. And I'm like, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It'll happen as it happens. Well, no. You need to be a responsible business owner and get the contract set up, get the workflows set up, get your boundaries set up, get everything you need set up in order, especially the processes. Get your processes set up so that you know, this is how my business runs, this is how I show up, this is when I show up, this is what happens when ABC happens. We go through step by step by step. Like, you need to have that set up in your business, you guys. And I know this, I feel like we kind of went on a bit of a tangent off of boundaries, but you know, maybe God wanted me to share with you today, who knows. But I really hope that today's episode kind of gave you a little bit of that perspective and just, you know, gave you that permission to step back and just reassess your business. And really, now is the time to do it, because it's the first quarter of the year. You have an entire year ahead of you. You have 11 months to go ahead of you. So get everything set up now. Reassess what you need to do now to be more successful down the road at the end of the year. So take that step back. Reassess your business, set those boundaries, get that structure set up so you have that foundation for success to crush the rest of 2024, you guys. So God bless you. I love you. And I hope that this episode served you. Bye. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I pray it brought blessings and inspiration to your day and in your business. If you enjoyed the podcast, I would be grateful if you could take a moment to share your thoughts with the review on iTunes. Your reviews uplift my spirit and help others discover this faith-centered community. Until our next episode, may you continue to be surrounded by grace and inspiration, and I pray for blessings to you on your journey. See you around!